This is Monday, May 6th. How do you learn? Do you read? Do you listen? What helps you to remember what you have learned? The Maori people of New Zealand and Polynesia have a cultural tool called the Waka Papa. And they've used this tool for centuries to preserve their family and cultural history. It is a chant or song that preserves the names and details of their ancestors. Now, most Western people know very little about anything beyond their great-grandparents, if they even know that. But that's not true of the Maori people. Their use of waka papas through the generations has extended the knowledge of their family so that young people know the details of family members dozens of generations back. Now this week, we will learn how God's knowledge and faithfulness has been extended from generation to generation for God's people. That's also how we have received it. But this is a good question for today. How do we envision our children and their children and the generations after them learning and living the faith? For the people of God, like the Maori people, they also employed songs, shouts, chants, and music. Here's our text for today, Psalm 25, verse 8 to 11. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. For the Jewish people, education was core to the practice of their faith. Why was this the case? God told them that his promises were not only for them, but also for their children and their children's children. They took this to mean that God gave them the responsibility of passing on the faith to each successive generation. This belief is embedded in the Jewish push toward literacy. Much of our striving today for education and learning actually originated with them. The first two letters in the Hebrew alphabet are Aleph and Beit. It sounds like our word alphabet, right? Now, the psalm we are looking at this week is an acrostic. That means each successive verse begins with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet. That means this was a teaching song. And the theme of this song is how God teaches and leads his people. We find, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. And my hope is in you all day long." Those are verses 4 and 5. Now, of course, this psalm assumes two things. First, it assumes that we need to be taught life. We can't figure out life on our own. We need teachers, and our first and most important teacher is God himself. And second, we must be willing. We must want to be taught. Now, of course, both of these we may find difficult. By nature, we want to figure things out on our own. We're nurtured in a spirit of independence, preferring to make our own mistakes rather than to learn from those who have gone before us. The people of God revered wisdom and learning. The entire book of Proverbs contains the wisdom of the ages. Here's one encouragement to seek wisdom. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She's more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. That's Proverbs 3:13-18. Wisdom holds the key to the way life works, and how to have a life that flourishes. And that is why it was prized more than financial gain or material success. But this is not something we believe today. We have things right in our own eyes. I once saw a Sports Illustrated story about one of the great pitchers in Major League Baseball at the time. The scouting report on this young man said, "He likes to be coached." This is the kind of player a team wants to recruit because they know his heart is open to learn and grow. He's teachable and doesn't think he knows everything. You see, to learn from God, we need humility. To know that there's much we don't know. To be willing to seek God's face and to listen and learn from Him, knowing that the Lord holds all wisdom in His hand. This week, let's lay aside our notions of knowing everything and open our hands and ask God to provide us with wisdom. Let's pray. Lord God, each of us needs wisdom. We have decisions before us and questions about life. We come to You asking for wisdom, wisdom that You promise to give to Your people. We come in the name of Jesus, and we pray in His name. Amen.